Good afternoon, this is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Wednesday, August 9th. A pretty quiet day as we head into tomorrow's WASDE report with what little action there was initially caused in the beans by a cancellation of a sale of 130,000 tons to unknown. Later on in the day, when the midday weather forecast came out, taking moisture out of the 7 to 10 and 10 to 15 day forecast, markets turned around and started to rally. So beans had about a 10 cent range, finished the day right near the center of that range, unchanged on the day at 973 and a quarter. In the corn, we had December finish up 2.5 cents at 386 and a quarter, 2 cents higher than the overnight close. Corn spent most of the day in about a 2 cent range and again rallied about 11 o'clock and then in towards the close on that midday weather forecast. In the wheat, we have December finishing up 2.75 cents at 486 and three quarters. Kansas City Dece up 3.25 at 491. And Minneapolis, December finished up 2.25 cents at 745 and a quarter. Market is patiently awaiting tomorrow's report. The average estimates for the yield, which is what the markets will be paying most attention to, is 166.2 for the corn. That pegs the production at 13.855 billion bushels. That's versus 14.255 per the USDA's July report. And that was on a yield of 170.7 bushels per acre. In the soybeans, average estimate 47.5 bushels per acre, putting production at 4.212 billion. That's down from 4.260 billion in July on a yield of 48 bushels per acre. All winter wheat average trade estimate 1.278 billion bushels, down just fractionally from 1.279 in July. Spring wheat, on the other hand, down about 30 million bushels from 423 million. Average estimate 393 million. Markets will also be keeping an eye on how much the USDA increases the Chinese imports for both old and new crop. This could move the needle in the new crop bean carryout somewhere towards 410 million bushels. Not a whole lot else to report today. Again, market's pretty quiet, waiting for the 11 a.m. Chicago time release of those numbers. With that moisture being taken out of the forecast out to the 10 to 15 day, markets also may already be looking past this report as it may be losing a bit of its credibility since there are further factors going on as the beans mature during the next couple of weeks in August. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.